Carpenter and Rothman present Hembo Knows.
All right, great time of the week as we welcome on producer for Get Up on ESPN, Paul Hembakidis, affectionately known on this show as Hembo. Good to have you, bud.
You know, I'm not sure that on this show it's all that affectionate, especially on days like this.
It's incredibly affectionate. We have a lot of tough love on the show. This is like our version of The Last Dance, Hembo. And, you know, we can all rib each other and still win. Now, maybe 10 years from now, we won't speak as well of each other. But right now, we love each other. And so
we are not nearly as petty. We aren't nearly as petty as those clowns. That was some of those, like, these were just outrageous to me. Like, these are grown men. These are grown men with these, like, just, I never want to hear anymore how these baseball players hold the biggest grudges. Like, these basketball players, they cannot get out of their own way, man. That was, like, my biggest takeaway from this series. It's like, everyone is offended by everything. That is not a this generation thing, by no means.
Except Scott Burrell, who seemed to be a very good sport throughout all of this.
Maybe he was just a punching bag, unfortunately.
Yeah, maybe he was just, hey, he was thrilled to be mentioned. You know, some people just happy to be there, and I think he was one of them. And if he had to be the punching bag, it was okay. And he did admit, you know, Mike made me a better player. There are some guys who didn't want to deal with his garbage, the Horace certainly being one of them. And, all right, let me ask you this, as long as we're on The Last Dance before we get into the trivia. Is there one thing that came out of The Last Dance that you say, nope, not believable, not buying it, something's wrong with that, and we didn't get enough? Is there something that you took away that you thought wasn't reality?
Well, what didn't pass the smell test for me was the portrayal of Scottie Pippen. This was obviously a first-person account from Michael Jordan. This is his legacy. This is his narrative told through his eyes, and that's fine. I thought it was an outstanding documentary. I thought the access we were provided was extraordinary. I'm hoping we get other things like it because of how big a hit it was. But there's no – like, Scottie Pippen is a huge reason why Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. And the missing of the free throws and the 1.8 seconds and the surgery and all these different things that were addressed regarding Scottie Pippen in a negative light and how little there was in a positive light was stunning to me. Like, Scottie Pippen is as big a reason Michael Jordan was successful as anybody, including the coach. And the way that Scottie Pippen was portrayed was very bizarre, and I wouldn't at all be surprised if Pip is upset about it.
All right, well done. Now to do the trivia today, we're going to start it now, and I know you've put a 30-second shot clock on us, which I think is brilliant. And we're all on the honor system anyway, and if you ever want any proof that we could be cheating, well, just look at our shooting percentage. It sucks. So if we were cheating, we'd be doing a lot better.
I'm not at all concerned about your cheating. Not an issue. But we received a lot of complaints. We received a lot of complaints down at the league office regarding how deliberate you have been in answering these questions. And if not, the integrity is not the issue. The issue is just the pace and the tempo. We can't have all these pitching changes. We got to move the game along. Right. I've worked with your production team. We got buzzers. We got dings. Yeah. We got timers. This has become like a really highly well-produced segment. So I hope you guys are ready.
We're ready, man. Fire away.
All right, let's go, kid. Anthony, starting with you, which NFL player won the most regular season MVP award?
Goodness. Most regular season. Well, it's got to be a quarterback. Shot clock whittling down. it's got to be regular season MVP. It's either Joe or Peyton. I don't know. My gut says Mez Montana, but I feel Manning's in there too. I'll go with Joe. Joe Montana.
The correct answer is Peyton Manning. Just
knew
like you thought.
Son of a!
Joe Montana won only two. Look, this is why we do 30 seconds, because if we would have been on for 30 minutes with you going between two things. And I'm glad to see, even with the shortened, compressed time frame, that you still talk yourself out of the correct answer. All right, Bobby, this one's for you. Who owns the NFL single-game rushing record?
I want to say, if it still stands, at one point he did because it was against the Browns. Is it still Jamal Lewis?
That's incorrect. No. The correct answer to that
incorrect is, can I steal?
Peterson.
I had the steal.
Adrian Peterson rushed. Of course you're going to know this answer. You watched this game, and you probably rewatched this game.
Yes,
Adrian Peterson, 296 yards in 07. Jamal Lewis, Bobby, you were right. Jamal Lewis held the record for about 4 years. He rushed for 295 yards against the Browns in 2003. You guys are off to a rip-roaring start. I will give you the opportunity to steal if you guys would like from now on. I just want to keep this thing moving along.
Yeah.
Anthony, this question is for you, kid. Who quarterbacked the last Michigan team to win a Big Ten championship?
I think I know this.
The last Michigan quarterback. Boy, they haven't had great ones, have they? I should know this?
I think so.
I really don't. Shoot. I'll go with... I don't know. I was going to say Harbaugh.
No, it's...
A little old.
Give it to me, Bobby.
I don't know.
Sounds like you know.
Well, I want to say Chad Henne. I think it could be John Navarro, but I'm going to go with Chad Henne.
Chad Henne is correct. Chad Henne did so in 2004. The last time Michigan won a Big Ten championship in football was 2004. Your Buckeyes have since won 10. Mm. All right, Bobby. This one's for you, kid. This is a personal question. We'll hope you get it right. Whose single-game Ohio State sack record did you tie when you had 4 against Michigan State in 2005?
Gosh, I want to say it was Mike Vrabel, but I don't think that it is. It's, oh, goodness. I'm going to go with Vrabel, but I know that's not right.
That's incorrect. Anthony, you happen to know this question about Bobby that he does not know about himself.
It's a single game in that year? It's got to be AJ.
No.
What?
Single game all-time record.
Yeah, all-time.
Oh, single game.
It's 4 is the answer, but 4 is the number.
What year do you think it was?
It's in the 80s, I think, mid to late 80s.
In
90s.
The 80s?
The year was 91. I think it was 91, if that helps.
91, okay, I was just here. Okay, it's not Vrabel. You said it's not Katzenmoyer. It's not Finkus. Boy, I wasn't here just yet, so I don't know. I'm going to have to go with, I'll go with, boy, 91. No, he wouldn't have been here yet. I don't know. 91's a tough one for me.
The correct answer is Jason Simmons. It has since been done by Vernon Golston, John Simon, and this year Chase Young did it against Wisconsin. Bobby, I'm a tad disappointed. I thought you'd be reading your own press clipping. Anthony, back to you. Yeah. We were talking about Michael Jordan earlier. Which player did Michael Jordan beat head-to-head the most times in his career?
Which player?
Yeah.
Most head-to-head wins against a single player in Michael Jordan's career. This includes the playoffs.
Includes the playoffs. It's got to be... Oh, man, this is awful. Head-to-head.
You're a Bulls fan, Roth.
I know. It's too many names. I can't come up with one.
I'm going to go with a guy who he beat in 98 just because they played a decent amount. Now, they would have played him a lot in the regular season. Is it Reggie Miller?
It is not Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller ranks 10th on this list. The correct answer is Patrick Ewing. He beat Patrick Ewing 49 times in 70 career games.
That's amazing.
Him. I want to say he eliminated Ewing 5 times in the playoffs. So that's obviously, it goes a long way in contributing to that number. Bobby, back to you, kid. Which active NBA player has won the most scoring titles?
Active NBA player, most scoring titles. The problem is I feel like there might be someone hanging on around here that I don't know. Because I don't think that it's LeBron.
I think I know this. I think.
Goodness. I can't even think of who's. I haven't watched basketball in so long because it hasn't been on.
I think I can steal.
James Harden. Can I go with James Harden?
No, I don't think that's right.
That's incorrect, Anthony. Give me a steal.
I'm gonna go with Kevin Durant.
You're right.
Kevin Durant is correct. Kevin Durant has won 4 career scoring titles. Only Michael Jordan and Wilt Chamberlain have won more. James Harden this year, Bobby, would win his third, so long as he holds on, regardless of whether or not we play anymore. This would be his third. Got a couple more questions for you. Back to you, Anthony. Right. Which Major League franchise has won the second most World Series titles after the Yankees, of course?
Yankees have a million. I'd say the traditional teams. St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
St. Louis Cardinals is correct. Very well done. The Yankees have won 27. The Cardinals have won 11 World Series titles. Bobby, do we have time for one more?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Bobby, who won the MVP of the American League in the year 1941?
Are you kidding me? Is this even real? I mean...
I know this right away. I'll steal it immediately. This is
American League.
I'm done. I got
is that,
it. It's
over. Not. Is it Mickey Mantle?
Nope.
That is incorrect, Anthony. Give me another steal.
That's Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Oh.
Jolton Joe DiMaggio is correct, Bobby. That was the year DiMaggio had a 56-game hit streak. It's also the year Ted Williams 41. Batted 406. And let me just tell you a quick anecdote, and then I'll let you go. Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hit streak spanned about 2 months, obviously. And during that span of time, he batted 408. He batted 408 during his 56-game hit streak. During that exact span of time, Ted Williams batted 412. So this is probably the most revered record in baseball, if not all of sports. And Ted Williams during that time out hit Joe DiMaggio.
Wow,
that's awesome! Great questions, Hembo. We're on the board. We didn't wear the collar today, so that's good. And we appreciate you, buddy. Great job. Stay safe, and we'll have you back soon.
Later, boys.
Thanks, Hembo.
Paul Hembakidis. Yep, affectionately known as Hembo. We love him. Great job. Always brings it strong.